And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. In a stunning display of progressive ideology trumping common sense, which is most progressive ideology. Anyway, I digress. A transgender identifying male inmate was recently caught having sexual relations with a female inmate at the Washington Correction Center for Women. Yeah, that's a big shocker, isn't it? 35-year-old Brian Kim, who now goes by Amber, was transferred to the women's facility in February 2021 under the state's misguided gender inclusion policy. And apparently someone failed to consider the potential consequences of housing male inmates, no matter how they identify, with the vulnerable female prisoners. The solution seems glaringly obvious, doesn't it? Keep male inmates in male prisons. But we live in this upside-down world of progressive politics, so logic and common sense is usually cast aside for virtue signaling. In other news, the Biden administration's Department of Justice has apparently solved all of the nation's pressing criminal justice issues. You know how I know? Because now they have time to turn their attention to the earth-shattering dilemma of green text message bubbles. That's right. The DOJ is suing Apple, alleging the dreaded green bubbles that appear when iPhone users get text messages from Android users. Well, it's causing a social stigma and exclusion. And we can't live in a world with any exclusion at all, period. Unless you're a Christian. Anyway, it's comforting to know our tax dollars are being put to such vital use. Meanwhile, beloved toy company Lego has politely asked the Murrieta Police Department in California to cease using the Lego figurine heads to obscure the faces of criminals in their social media posts. We talked about this last week. The police had cleverly adopted this tactic to comply with a new state law that protects the identities of criminals. Yeah, criminals can't be identified. What does that do with all those bolos and things? Oh, those are just the nitpicky details that California doesn't seem to ever think about. In more somber news, CRU, the organization formerly known as Campus Crusade for Christ, has fired two longtime employees for publicly questioning the ministry's increasingly liberal stance on LGBT issues. It's nothing that we don't report around here nearly daily, but come on, it is a sad day when a Christian organization fires Christians for adhering to biblical principles. But that's the world we live in now. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.